or I'm working with a buyer right now looking to buy. If you could make a profit on the sale of your home, would you? The sale of your investment, would you? Just simply approach them with, I got money. You want to sell? Then whatever they say next.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
If you're looking for more listings and you would like a step-by-step approach of how to do it, I invite you to an upcoming 5-day listing domination challenge where I'm going to show you exactly how to take listings in today's market and how to do so without door knocking, cold calling, or begging. You can register now to attend for free when you visit www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. And again, that's www.5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
How to approach the absentee owner. Dan Rochon of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks about strategies for approaching the absentee owner. Learn how to communicate with them effectively in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
All right, so let's talk about the strategy. How do you contact absentees? So what does an absentee owner, what's the avatar of, now in Northern Virginia and San Diego, we have a little bit of a different avatar. Houston, South Carolina, I think other areas, Alabama, I think you guys are all going to have the same avatar. Mindy and myself are going to have a little bit of an added flavor in there. Outside, well, it's the military, right? So outside the military, who is your avatar of absentee owner? Describe them to me.
They are investors who have bought from other states or even in the general vicinity.
Yeah.
And they rent them out. They're just investors.
Yeah, investors. Now, in markets like San Diego and DC, you have probably at least 50% that are actually not investors, but are military that moved away. And that's a pretty common, that's like option two. These are your two options. Let's just stick with the investors first. What does an investor want?
ROI.
Cash flow, ROI. They want some sort of, whether if it's cash flow or it's equity, right? Like they want to make money, whether that's like a dollar a month or if it's a payment of $10 because you're going to cash out. Would we all agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, if we know what they want, how would we want to call them?
Would we want to call them and explain to them what a great time it is to sell because they will be able to cash out and make money off of their investment? They could make
it simpler.
With an offer.
Hey, you're the owner of 123 Main Street?
Yeah.
If I was to bring in a buyer that could pay you the top price for your property, would you consider to sell? Or I'm working with a buyer right now looking to buy. If you could make a profit on the sale of your home, would you? The sale of your investment, would you? Just simply approach them with, I got money. You want to sell? Then whatever they say next, most likely you could simply repeat that back to them and then say, tell me more. That's your script. And of course, it's most likely, right? Because we don't know exactly what they're going to say, right? But I bet you, if you call them and say, hey, Mr. Investor, do you own 123 Main Street? Yes. Listen, I'm working with an investor right now who's looking to buy, and he may even pay you top dollar for it. Would you consider to sell if I got you the right return? Use investor terms. Use investor language. If I got you the right return. And then they're going to say, well, I don't know. How much do you think they would buy it for? Now, my next script actually doesn't work for that. So then you would say, how much do you think that they would buy it for? And they say, yes. Well, I don't know. What can you tell me about it? I changed my next script just a little bit to make it work. Okay. But some sort of version of that's going to work. And then you just start asking questions. Have you owned it for a long time? What would be the amount of money you would consider to sell it for? Have you been in the property in a while? I mean, do you know what the condition of it is? Does it need any repairs? What's the terms of the current lease? How long have you owned it for?
Wonder if they have a tenant. I have a lead now through a FSBO, and they have a tenant. She's super motivated, but I know that can kind of interfere with bringing people through.
Have you ever considered to make an offer to the tenant to, well, step one, how long's the lease? The lease is for 2 years. Have you ever considered, step two, have you ever considered to maybe negotiate with the tenant for them to vacate so you can sell it now? In the past, I've helped other landlords just like you who end up paying for somebody's move and giving them 2 months rent for free. And then they end up cashing out for you. They got 200 grand out of the profits of it. May make sense for you, you know, before the market gets soft. What do you think about that, Brandon?
No, I like it. I like it.
Okay. So that's my strategy on that. And I'll tell them a story. So one that comes to my mind is I had this guy who was in the Coast Guard who had another guy who was in the Army. The guy in the Army rented the property. The guy in the Coast Guard wanted to sell the property. He did just that. He says, listen, if you cooperate with me for the next 2 months, then you don't have to pay me any rent and I'll pay for your movers. And he had a 2-year lease. So I've done that in the past, and I would tell them that story. If you don't have a story to tell, then you can say, hey, I work with an agent who, and then tell them my story.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online. Bye.